Hallelujah. Can I use a few minutes and answer a few questions? Bible study. Then we enter, then the vigil will start. Eh? Anybody? Who is asking? Who is number one to ask today? Give a microphone.
Praise the Lord, church. Pastor, my question goes on Revelation chapter 19, verse 8.
What does it say?
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, as the voice of mighty and thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. Verse 8. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white. For the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
What's your question?
Pastor, my question there is, since here declared that when Christ shall appear, that the bride there explained as a sense, children of God all over the world. That's how they should appear before they should be raptured. Is there any different identity that is compared to end time churches to be arranged before the rapture?
The identity of the end time church.
My question there is, Bible says there that the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.
Yes.
He's explaining that when Christ shall appear, that is how any church that is going to be worthy to be raptured, that's how she appear.
Okay, wait. Let me give you an interpretation of what you have read first. Then maybe you apply it. There is a scripture in Revelation chapter 7, verse 9. Now, listen. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude. Take note. A great multitude, which no man could number. It means that we are in millions of millions, if not billions. Of all nations, and kindreds, and people, and tongues. Where are they found? He saw them stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood around about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, Amen, blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Now see where I am going. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed? Who are they? In white robes? And whence came them? Where did they come? When did they come to this level where they are arrayed like this? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. But take note that they were a great multitude. That means, at this point, God showed John, we are all the saints that have been martyred. All those who stood for Christ. All those who stood with the truth. And that is all the bride of Christ in all the ages. Remember, all that shall live godly in Christ shall suffer persecution. Remember also, Christ said, if you will follow me, pick up your cross. In every age, right from the day of Pentecost, the first church age, till the seventh church age, they are the ones that are seen in that position. But take note that they are clothed in white. White linen. How did he put it? In white robes. They are robed in white. But when you come to chapter 19, let's read it again. Verse 7, chapter 19, 7, 8, and maybe 9. Revelation chapter 19. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. You will discover something here, that the description of the material that they are wearing, not just white, it is a linen material. It is clean and white. And he added, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. And he said unto me, say, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Now you discover that in chapter 7 they are robed in white. But in chapter 19, the color they put on is a color of royalty. Is the robe of royalty, because at this point, these who were robed, they are robed before the throne of God, they are now ready to come down here as a queen to rule on earth here for 1,000 years. Therefore, it is the dressing of a queen. They are coming in royalty to now rule. It's the same people that were in chapter 7 that you see in chapter 19. But this time, they are now crowned. They are now robed in royalty, because it is the bride of Jesus Christ coming to rule the earth here for 1,000 years with Christ. That is the picture you see there. And if you're going to ask now whether that is a picture of end time church. Now I want you to understand that the word, the end time church, is a description of the church at the end time. And the end time church are the churches you are seeing today. And the end time church that the Bible describes, which is the seventh church age, is in Revelation chapter 3. Can we read it? Praise the Lord. Verse 14. Chapter 3, verse 14. Listen. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodicean. The Laodicean church is the seventh church age. And that is the last church age. Therefore, it is the end time church age. This is the message to that church. He says, right, these things say the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Hear the message. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou were cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Note what he said. This is the description of the church at the end time. Because thou say, you are the one saying, you know, thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched. God, you are preaching prosperity. This is the age where the church is the richest since the day of Pentecost. There are churches that are richer than the whole country put together. This is the only age where pastors change private jets like they change cars. Lot of money. This is the age where you see beautiful auditorium that, you know, In short, you know what I mean. This is the church where an overseer can stand and say, I want 10 people to give me 1 billion, and 100 people will rush out to give 1 billion each. Very rich. They own universities, they own colleges, they own anything at all you can think of. Billionaires, billionaire pastors, billionaire, you know now, you are in the eighth time. Now, but while they do that, can we read it, please? Let's continue. While you are thinking so, see the condition of the church. It says, and knowest not, this is how God looks at you, that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. This is the end time church. This is the end time church. Although they are saying we are rich. Rich in this, rich in that, rich in this, rich in that. Hallelujah. Some churches own cities, not camp. Do you understand? Very rich. But why the whole world is saying you are rich, you are rich? God is seeing them as miserable, wretched, poor. And that you are blind and you are naked. That is the end time church. But there is the end time message church. God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have come down revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. For the original, the angel told John concerning the end time church. He says, you are blind. You are poor. The blindness there. Hallelujah. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. And victory is ours. Who we are chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded. And we have responded to our God. So, there is the end time church, and there is the end time message church. That is those who have caught the revelation of the message God sent to his church and this end time. And what is the message? Come out of her, my people, and don't be partaker of her sins. That is the message. Come out of the denominational system. Come out of those blind, certain, and miserable and poor people who think they know and know nothing. Come out of her and don't be partaker. They are the bride for this age. God bless you. I think I've answered your question. Next verse.
I never check the fire.
Eh?
You have answered, but I'm not too clear.
What are you confused again? I've spoken so much. I'm hearing you. What is it? What aspect of it do you understand?
The question I'm answering. You know, end time message, their belief is quite different from gospel church.
But
am okay. I right, Pastor?
Okay, well, so what's the right question?
I want to hear from you. Am I right?
All this long grammar I spoke, you didn't hear me. If we are different because our eyes have opened and we have left the errors they are in.
That is what I want to hear from you.
And that's what I spoke now.
The
Thank you. God bless you.
End time message. It's like they have their own belief. And gospel message has their own belief. That is why I ask, if Christ comes, will end time message have their own separate garments to be Christ? And the gospel church will have their own different garments. That's my question.
Can you give me one example of gospel church? Call the name. Feel free.
There are many gospel churches.
Call one for me.
One, there is Christ for All Nations Gospel Church.
Now, what is the difference between that church and this church?
The difference between...
Because we are an inter-message believing church.
That's what I want to hear from you.
Yes.
And...
what is the difference?
The difference is that they believe that there is God the Father, there is God the Son.
That is not the difference. The difference is that they are a denomination. And denomination, the meaning of denomination is the attempt of man to take over the rulership of the Church of Jesus Christ from the Holy Ghost. Are you hearing my English? So instead of them to be ruled by the Bible, they are ruled by the church creed and dogmas. They have put the Bible aside, fulfilling the prophecy of Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, before the coming of the Lord, that the people will depart from their faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, teaching for commandment the doctrine of men. And that is why, no matter how you show them, this is what the Bible says, they will tell you this is what our church says. That is the difference. And we are called to come out of that confusion. It is a Babylon. It's a spiritual Babylon. Come out of it. God bless you.
Shalom, church.
Yes.
Pastor, my question is, on this name, some people say the name of God is Jehovah. Some say Jehovah. Some say Jehovah. I'm yet to come to terms with that name, because I was taught by a priest that it is a misinterpretation of the name of God. That people who are using Jehovah or whatever as the name of God are wrongly using the name of God. He was using, because the day he was teaching, he brought a board, said that they misplaced a consonant word with the vowel.
What's your question?
So my question today is, I know that the name of God is Jesus Christ. And I have met some members of Jehovah Witness. They say that the name of God is not Jesus Christ. It is the Jehovah. So I want you to clarify on this. Because I see all the gospel artists today, they are using the name Jehovah instead of Jesus Christ. Which one is the name, the really name of God?
Okay, do you know what is the meaning of name?
Name is somebody's identity.
Thank you. Name is somebody's identity.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
Do you know the identity of God?
Bible made it clear in the book of John 5:3 that the name of the Father is Jesus Christ.
Do you know the identity of God? That knowledge will help you in that very foolish argument. Name is for identification. And God has always revealed himself to identify what he's doing at any given time.
Pastor, excuse me.
The name is a reflection of the attribute of God displayed.
See, where I'm asking questions. Because why he was explaining, he said that, you think that where somebody used the name of Igbo person, who is the Okafor, and you are calling that person Ofako.
That's what
I'm
saying.
You are using wrong name instead of the right name.
I am making it easier for you to understand. If you look at the Bible, God has many names. Correct?
Yes.
There is even a time he told the people of Israel, I am the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob. That is my name. What he's trying to tell you is that he is a covenant-keeping God.
Sorry, Pastor, please, I want to understand something. Jehovah or Jehovah or Jehovah, which one is correct? And then, which language is he from?
I'm trying to explain something for you. I'm trying to explain something for you to understand. I started by, you know, telling you this. I say he has many names. I am coming to Jehovah. We also have Elohim. It's the name of God. You know that one?
Yeah.
What does it mean? What does Elohim mean?
I don't know.
It means the self-existing one. Because nobody created him. So he is Elohim. Now, God is also known as Yeshua. What is Yeshua? Yeshua means God saves. For now, he is saving the whole world from the destruction that is coming upon this earth. Therefore, he is always picking a name to reflect what he's doing at any given time. That's what I'm trying to explain. For now, Yeshua is his name. Now, that is the Hebrew name, Yeshua. The Greek name for Yeshua is Jesus. Or they call him Joshua, Yeshua. That is Greek, Hebrew, I mean. The Greek call him Jesus. The Hausa people call him Yesu. The only Igbo people, they call him Jesus.
Jesu Christi.
It means the same thing. If you call him, it is for identification. So any language you call him, remember he's the creator of all languages. So he hears, you call him in any language, you are only describing his attribute of a savior now. For that is the name for our salvation, whereby men will be saved. No other name than that name, Yeshua, which is Jesus, which is Yesu, which is whatever any tribe. I don't know what Indians call him. So whether it is Jehovah, that was when he had to bear that name, manifested that attribute of Jehovah. It's his name, yes, but he has other names, depending on what he's doing at any given time. For now, his name is Yeshua. God bless you.